James, I've not heard of Tough Mudder before. I know it's been around a while. Explain what's going on here coming up at the Kentucky Speedway next weekend.
Sure. A Tough Mudder Challenge is a 10 to 12 mile military-style obstacle course. It is totally untimed, so it's not a race, it's a challenge. People are coming out to try and push their boundaries mentally and physically with a pretty unconventional experience that involves a lot of mud and some pretty innovative and unique obstacles.
Unique experience. Explain a little bit about what's going on, some of the obstacles.
So what's a little different about a Tough Mudder is the actual event being untimed, you see a lot more of a camaraderie theme on course. 90% of Tough Mudder participants come to an event with a team, but if you don't come with a team, you end up leaving with a team. And the obstacles, a lot of them promote that. You have things from partner carries to walls that you can't do by yourself, certain slippery obstacles like our beach to whale obstacle that you can't complete by yourself. So whether you come as part of a team or come individually, you're going to end as part of a greater community.
About how many participants will be going at it?
We're looking at about 5,300 runners over the upcoming weekend.
And how did this first get underway? When did it start and how?
Tough Mudder was founded in 2010 by Will Dean, Guy Livingstone, who had done it for a Harvard Business School project. And at first, the folks who were doing the project with them were very skeptical of it. They were very skeptical of the fact that it was untimed and just a challenge. But as we've seen over the last few years, we've seen a lot of success, and definitely it's been a very popular thing.
And you got hooked up with a Wounded Warrior Project at some point along the line, raising almost $6.5 million for the Wounded Warrior Project. How did that collaboration come into effect?
It just seemed like a natural fit with the nature of the challenge. And the Wounded Warrior Project is an excellent cause that we're really proud to partner with. We've been with them since our very beginning.
So coming up this weekend, we're talking with James Slider. James is the course supervisor. It's going to be held at the Kentucky Speedway. Has it been at the Kentucky Speedway before, Tough Mudder?
This is our first time at the Kentucky Speedway. We try to change things up quite a bit year to year, give people a fresh course and a fresh challenge. No two Tough Mudders are the same. So even if we do return to a venue, we come with a fresh course and a fresh routing, and we're looking at a good event this week in the Kentucky Speedway. It's got kind of all kinds of terrain, from kind of super industrial speedway to the rougher patches out on the east side of the property that are full of mud and briars and whatever other good things you can get into.
Who's in charge of what's going on and what challenges? Is it you?
Yes, there are six people who hold my position in the U.S. Throughout the six of us, we break up the events, and each of us have a certain suite of events, and we'll design the course routing and exactly how things are going to run on site, what obstacles will be present. We also have an innovation department that consists of six people who are constantly coming up with new obstacles, new challenges, refining old obstacles to make new challenges from them.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. What kind of folks participate?
We see all kinds of participants. Anyone 16 years or older can participate in a Tough Mudder, but we see everyone from sports clubs to weight loss success stories, ex-military. A lot of Wounded Warriors will come out to do our events. It's a great showing and a pretty good span of ages that come out to take on the Tough Mudder Challenge.
Now, it's coming up in less than a week. Next Saturday it begins, Saturday and Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. Is it too late to come on board and register, or can folks still do it?
No, sir. You can register at Tough Mudder right now, or you can enter day of if you're feeling so inclined.
And what portion of proceeds benefits the Wounded Warrior Project?
We actually partner with the Wounded Warrior Project to help raise funds for them. We help do special discounts for raising a certain amount of money for them and do other charity aspects with them.
James, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
James Slider, course supervisor of the Tough Mudder that's happening at Kentucky Speedway Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th. We've got a link at our website, wvxu.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.